Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.
Hello there, this is Ian Bolesworth, and I host the Ian Bolesworth Show on... That's what they've written on here, the Ian Bolesworth Show. I've always considered it just the sh- it's a show, isn't it? It's just... Either way, it's on every Monday from 4 till 6pm. And I'm just sat in the studio on my own. It's sat here, ready to work. The truth is, I don't... Beyond the basics, I don't really know the actual buttons. I don't know how you record it. I know that Audacity comes up sometimes, and I know they press record at some point, but I don't know how they work it. But I hope you're doing okay, and I hope you're enjoying listening to this stuff on FUBAR for the Stay Home and Chill program that they are doing. Very good it is too. The clock isn't working on the monitor, but it's the time. Look on your own clock, it's that time. That's what time it is now. And here's a repeat of, I don't know, I don't really know the other shows. Nick Helm is on, isn't he? This is Nick Helm's show. I reserve the right to not be sued if it isn't. It's a show. It might be my own. Could be me. I hope it is me. Here's my show.
Sue Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Let's talk to MC Grinder. Yo.
Yo, what's going on?
What's all up? All good, brother. How you doing?
I saw this penis talk, man.
Yeah, I know, man. He's just set, he's setting this tone, man. Just talking about his dick.
I am.
I really like that.
Basically, I'll tell you what it is, mate. I basically...
No, that's fine. Just don't need to go into it.
I might as well, though, innit? Now that I've started, right? Basically, Proudlock, he's getting all the love, innit? He's getting all the love. And you know how it is, innit? When you get the missed calls and the text through, you don't want to be seeing a load of text scan through to DJ Beats.
Nah, that never happens, though, innit?
That never happens. You see, I'm not in such a fortunate position as you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
yeah,
the love
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
going to the other man. I freaked out and I said, look, if you don't want to see my penis on the FUBAR Radio timeline on Twitter, you
send
need to start sending me some love.
With me, it's the other way around. If I tell girls I will show them my penis, then they will show me.
That's a very good point, actually. That's
no,
shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just kind of shot myself in the
shit.
Foot there, didn't I?
God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all your penis.
Yeah. Mate, congratulations on the new series of The People Just Do Nothing.
Nice one, brother.
I watched the first episode. Congratulations to Angel on the christening.
Trust me, congratulations to me on being the godfather, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you made yourself the godfather.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah, delegated
to yourself. I don't know how sort of tense a subject this is, but do you ever look at Angel and think that she's like quite... Because obviously you and your missus are both white, right?
Yeah, sort of.
And obviously, yeah, you know, I know, you know, you've got a black mentality, you know. I see you
trust
as a black
me.
Person.
I'm, do you know what I mean? I've got the soul.
Right,
I mean?
That's yeah. it, exactly. You got the soul. Right, so... But yeah. do you ever think that... Angel's a bit, like, dark-skinned?
Boy, I just see it as a blessing, do you know what I mean? Someone's looking down on me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just, like, bless me up. Just, I think it's all the reggae music I listen to.
I reckon it is as well. I reckon it is as well. She's just radiating.
Like, Patch, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the Patsy, them, do you know what I mean? Them ones, like, them things just penetrate your soul, like,
yeah.
do you know what I mean? So when I was penetrating, it probably penetrated her soul as well.
I so, hear that, bro.
Nice and deep.
I hear that. So, because obviously you are the star of a documentary, you know, they follow you around. And it's, I was saying, because we've got Proudlock sitting here as well. And obviously, it's polarised. It's the polar opposite of the type of thing that Made in Chelsea is. You know, you guys are just hood. You go around the hood, you got Corrupt FM, you got your pirate radio station, and all the dealings, all the wheeling and dealings that you get up to and that. What can we expect, without any spoilers, what can we expect for the forthcoming episodes of the new season?
Well, basically, I just want to get one thing clear. Everyone's on Twitter all like, oh, you got a joke, that's funny. Like, this ain't a joke.
It's not a joke, it's real life. Yeah, I know, 100%.
My life.
It's not a programme, this is a documentary.
What I'm saying, is it's one of them ones where the BBC were like, right, you're the best MC, like, in the whole of West London, if not the world. I was like,
I'd say the world, man.
And then, exactly, do you know what I mean? Because you've got good taste. It's just one of them ones just following us around, do you know what I mean? Like, there might be a little Corrupt FM rave in there, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying there is, but there is, do you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, next things like Beats and Craig, you see a lot of their little life and that, which annoyed me a little bit because they're meant to be following just me.
That's true.
But, do you know what I mean? What it is, it's a family thing as well, do you know what I mean? So
of course,
follow
spread
the family
the
and that. And you see bare bars from a man like me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Corrupt FM, just bigger and better. Badder than madder than tougher than rougher than.
Done,
you know
though. Done, though.
Trust me, yeah.
I'm just really annoyed that we couldn't actually have you in the studio live because I would have got you to spit some bars and it's just not the same down the phone, is it?
Nah, hey, do you know what it is, though? Like, I couldn't get any bud today, so there's no way I'm leaving Brentford till
I hear that.
Draw,
I hear that.
Tuesday Takeover with Freddie Bentley and Sean Owen on FUBAR Radio. Look who's taken over Takeover Tuesday, baby.
I'm so excited, yeah.
It's only Sian and Freddie from The Circle. What's happening, everyone?
I'm buzzing to be here with you, babe.
Do you know what? I'm really excited. I could see. I kept pointing at Freddie before we come live on air because I just know how excited he's going to be inside. He's like, his heart's going to be racing.
I'm just screaming. I know.
We're so. If anyone out there doesn't know who we are, I'm Sian, and this is Freddie. We're from The Circle, the first ever reality TV series on Channel 4.
Yep.
It was. What was it like, Freddie? It was mental, wasn't it?
It was a crazy experience. We lived in a block of flats apart. We didn't meet for 3 weeks, and now we ain't left each other's side since.
We haven't. Do you know what? You did get a little bit annoying, but I love you for it. We could represent ourselves how we wanted to on The Circle. Fred pretended to be straight, and if you knew him now, he's so gay, he's like more bent than my hanger. So it's hard. I don't know how I never knew that he wasn't gay. So now, yeah, we're best mates from the show and stuff. So it was an amazing show. It's coming back this year as well, which is amazing. We're doing it in Brazil,
USA, France, and the UK.
Yeah, so big ups to The Circle out there because it's changed our lives massively, hasn't it?
Hugely.
We now work in the creative industries and all of that malarkey, but Freddie actually beat me.
I did actually come second in the show. Yeah. Sian come third. But do you know what? Sian was basically winning the whole show.
Do you know what? It was a show where every 3 or 4 days we could vote each other on how popular we were. And I did win most of the time. I'm not sure how. I think it was a massive fluke.
I don't think it was a fluke, babe. You are a genuinely nice person.
Oh, thanks.
I know. It was just me at the front, under the double-decker bus.
I mean, you played a good game though, babe. And talking about game playing, we've got someone very special with us. Hello, Rykard.
Hey, guys.
We love Rykard.
We love Rykard. He comes in, he's in like a bloody vest, and he's looking like Hulk.
I've gone really red.
I know, you do, don't you, Fred?
I'm sweating.
You do. A little bit. That's why I wore the vest.
What have you been up to, Rykard? Have you just come from the gym?
Yeah, just come from the gym, just come from work. So
loving life. Loving life. So, Rykard, if anyone didn't know him, was on Love Island on seasons.
10 years ago.
10 years ago?
He's joking, obviously, babe.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, when he's born
then. Season 2,
yeah. 2016.
Yeah, and it says here that you was dumped with Rachel, weren't you?
I weren't dumped.
You weren't dumped?
Rachel was dumped.
Rachel was dumped, yeah.
And you left?
I left,
yeah. You still with Rachel?
Nah.
Yeah, long gone. She's too old for him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. What are you up to now anyway? You loving the new Love Island? Obviously, it's finished now, but...
It's so good. Like, it changes every year. I feel like this year was, like, the most controversial year you could ever have.
Yeah, it was.
But,
it,
you know, it was just great.
Who was your favourite?
Oh, my favourite was Sharif.
Sharif?
You done the boohoo thing with him, didn't
That's
you?
It, yeah.
Yeah,
so
you did.
I went away with Sharif and, yeah, he's just a great lad. Really funny.
Really kind, yeah, lovely.
Yeah, I've got a question for both of you, though.
Go on.
Go on.
Right, so since you've actually come off, you know, the show, have you met any Insta... or verified, gone on any dates with any famous people?
Why are you looking at me?
Because I want to know from the girl's perspective and the gay perspective.
Interesting question.
Yeah, I've definitely slid into people's
DMs.
Have
they replied?
Yeah.
I've had a few guys message me.
No, I've slid into a couple of people's DMs and they've definitely replied. I've had a few people, not naming names though.
You can't name names.
No.
Oh, can you not?
I don't want to know. Because I don't want to seem like a name dropper. But yeah.
Do you know
actually, I have sent a nude as well.
Have you?
To a verified account. You know I have.
Oh, bloody hell.
Who?
Oh, I can't. I don't want to say it.
Can I say it?
No, you dare say it.
Anyway, Sian, what about you?
Do you know what? I'm not really going to be one to name drop, but James Arthur and I, this is like me.
I'm not going to name drop, but you don't need someone right now.
Do you know what? I think I don't even know what happened, how the conversation went, but like when he replied or was in my DM, like it weren't even like that. It weren't like, what are you saying, baby? Let's go on a date. It weren't like that, but at all. But when that message popped up on my phone from James Arthur.
I know another one.
I could have cried. So I was like, oh my God, this is insane. So when I meet people out as well, like rapper, like I've got a, I've got a magnet for rappers because I love a rapper.
What about you?
Yeah, of course I have.
Really?
Yeah, like all
Have you actually been anyone that's verified?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyone that you want to mention?
Listen, I love to name drop, but it'll just cause like loads of controversy, I suppose.
Yeah, it will, and it's not worth it.
It'll just be like, right, God, again. Blah, blah. But no, yeah, it's quite funny when you go out with someone that's just like normal and then you go out with someone that's like famous or verified.
What would you prefer? Because I don't know, like I personally now, like obviously before the show, I'd only ever dated like... you know, people with normal jobs. Like, my proper ex was actually a plasterer and I was just working at Topshop. And then the guy I was seeing before, to be fair, is a rapper, but that's since The Circle. So, I don't know, like, I think now I'd sort of prefer to date someone in the public eye just because
they understand. Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, it's so 50-50 because you're like, you don't want someone that's like...
Yeah.
Like, all involved in it, yeah. And using...
There you go, it's hard. It's hard.
I went on a date with a guy a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, oh, I really want to get on the circle. And I thought, I can't believe you just said that to me on the first day.
No.
It's made me feel physically violated.
I've literally gone on first dates before, and like the girl's like, so you're going to take me sheesh next?
Like, no, because you're known for sheesh.
You love sheesh.
Listen, I love sheesh, and sheesh
loves
me.
You were going to take me to sheesh.
I know, babe, but listen, you want to go
to sheesh? I'll take you to sheesh, babe, because I've got the plug as well. Do you know what I mean? I'll bring the bread to the table.
This girl, I've never known anyone to love a plug as much as Shana.
No, I've got the plugs.
I
tell you what, the ultimate plug, I had a hotel. I'm going to say it on air because I just don't care, right? Oh, that rhymes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Lyrics. I had a plug in Amsterdam, right? So I went away in Amsterdam at the start of the year, stayed in the most beautiful hotel. It was insane. And I paid for it and everything, went with my friend. And I was doing all stories naturally, as you do, and I was tagging them. When I got back, they was like, if you ever want to come back...
Yeah.
The place is here always for you.
Oh, that's good.
So I was like, do you know what? Sweet. So a month or two later...
You went back.
The guy I was seeing at the time, he was performing in Amsterdam. So me and him went out together.
Yeah.
And we had one of their suites. Oh, like, the nicest room, right? There were projectors all around the walls. It was insane. There was a bath overlooking Amsterdam, okay? And
I
say that we messed that room up, it was actually an understatement. Like, we seriously, and I'm actually quite disgusted in my behaviour.
You took the mick, didn't you?
Took the piss.
Naughty.
Like, the whole room was flooded. Everything went wrong. And the guy was like, you're never staying in here again. So I have learnt my lesson badly with the plugs.
Yeah, you
gets out of hand, though, in Amsterdam,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. I'm not going to make myself feel bad about it because it was a mistake.
And I mean, the whole nation knows now.
Yeah, exactly. I had to pay the fine. Listen, don't let Sean in any of your hotels.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
I'm very excited. We have the two hottest boys that were in Love Island. They are the hottest.
Charmer.
And they shouldn't have left.
Absolute sweet talk.
I've switched off since you boys have gone.
Oh, thank you ever so much.
Well, Callum and Sharif, welcome.
Sharif and Callum.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us, mate.
Is it good to be out? Be honest. Is it? Were you gutted?
I was gutted. I'll be honest, I was devastated. It's so much fun in there. It is really, really good fun in it.
And how long was it in the end?
I had six days.
Well, yeah, no, it wasn't even a week.
No, literally.
Tough times.
I know, gutting, but... what are you thinking, Sharif?
Sharif's very quiet in the corner. Come on.
I'm just thinking my experience was different to you. Yeah. So, obviously, at first, I was just a bit gutted, but more so because I had to leave so abruptly. It wasn't because, I don't know, I got voted out or something. Yeah, it hit hard at first, but... I just kind of saw the brighter things of it. And
but sure, you were a bit gutted because you didn't... It was all a bit accidental what happened with you. I mean, if you could tell the viewers, are you allowed to talk about it? Because not everyone knows exactly what went on.
Well, not to go into too much detail, I basically was like play fighting with someone and accidentally hit them somewhere. And
the groin? Went,
yeah.
Basically. Well said.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
And that happened to me in a netball match. It does happen. But she was all right. She didn't get told off for it. Yeah, no. So it was accidental. And it was just one of those...
Yeah, it was just one of those ones where...
Make a bit of a scene about it, or was
it... No, not at all. So, like, the perspective was obviously taken off of it. And, they just basically said it was unacceptable and I had to go.
It's better than getting... I just didn't have anyone pick me. So
Fair enough. First weekend,
no one picked me and I had to leave.
Was it quite difficult, Sharif, when you came out? There was a lot of reports about the reasons why you'd been booted out.
Yeah.
Like what?
That was...
masturbating in this...
I read one
that you might have even done a shit in the shower.
That must have been...
How the hell, what are you supposed to do when those kind of rumours are going around about you and you're not in control of it?
Yeah, at the end of the day...
There's fake screen grabs and
exactly.
All these things.
What am I actually supposed to do? And I'm one of those people, I'm not going to freak out over something I have no control over, one. And number two, that isn't true or even close to the truth.
Mm.
So, yeah, it didn't really bother me in that sense, but yeah, I did...
Did you know that you were going to have to come out and say what really happened?
Yeah. I feel like as the speculation, like, grew, I knew that I'd have to come out at some point and... tell it how it was.
Wait, how were your family about it? Were they cool? Were they a bit upset?
To be honest, they didn't really
care.
Not that they didn't care. They cared, like, in a sense about my situation, how it went down and like how people were perceiving me, but they didn't really care about what I'd done in the grand scheme of things, because I feel like they thought that was the nature of the villa, and two, I think that they thought, yeah, it's just that the reason you got kicked off a show like that. Do you know what I mean? So they didn't really care in that sense, but obviously they cared about my situation.
Were you gutted when the producer said, "I'm sorry, you've got to go"? Did your heart sink?
So this is the funny question. It only occurred to me the other day. I was like half awake when they were speaking to me. They literally just pulled me out of bed and I just walked up to the beach hut, and then, yeah, I was being told like what happened here and...
So you weren't really with it.
Did you go back down? Did you go back down to see it?
I didn't go back down. I went. Oh. You see, when you go up to the beach hut,
yeah,
there's that door.
Yeah,
I can't really talk about production. There's that door. I just went out
there. You went out there. Was everyone up? Was it the morning you woke up?
It was like, I would reckon, a couple hours before.
Someone came and grabbed you.
Someone just came and grabbed me.
I get it. Yeah. They grabbed you and pulled you out the side door.
Yeah, so.
You didn't get time to say goodbye to anyone. You
didn't get
gone.
Time to say goodbye to anyone. Didn't pack my bags. Didn't do anything.
But this thing, the incident didn't even air, did it? I was actually away when it
incident
happened.
Incident didn't air. Literally, there was a small reference made to the fact that I'd left the villa, like a one-liner, and that was it.
From Anna.
Is that not harsh?
Yeah, from Anna and from the narrator.
Do you think that's quite harsh, that you just pulled out the side door, couldn't say goodbye, couldn't get your belongings?
If I wasn't someone so strong, I think this would have definitely like affected me like a lot.
Mm.
But yeah, I consider myself to be like pretty tough mentally. So,
have they offered you aftercare?
They've offered me aftercare. I think it's 8 weeks or 8 sessions with review after each one that you do, and like you do social media training and stuff like that.
Do you have a little cry, or did you go, "What the hell"?
In all honesty, yeah, I did have a cry, but it wasn't like because they were telling me I was going home. I was just like got taken to another villa, and I had to spend a day there before I got a flight home, and I was speaking to my mum and like my brother and all of that, and it just looked a lot worse than it was. And like we cleared it up when I got home, but I was worried for her, and like because my mum was just like, yeah, like my son's like doing his thing on TV kind of thing, like the whole community's behind him and stuff like that.
So you're kind of feeling I've let them down, but you didn't really do anything.
But my mum on the other hand's thinking about me, and she's just thinking that, oh, okay, well, Sharif's probably like torn from this, but I wasn't. So we were both like thinking about each other, and that's why I was upset. Mm. When we got back, it was just like, oh, you're worried about me and I'm worried about you. I'm fine. Like, so yeah.
But you're strong. Thankfully, you're a strong character to get through it.
Yeah.
And what's it been like for you, Callum, since you've been out?
Yeah, busy. It's been really good. But I did cry when I left as well.
Oh, you cried?
Yeah. Calendar. I was gutted.
You held it down, though. I'm not going to lie.
I was good, wasn't I? Everyone else was crying when we left, and because I was the first one. Everyone's crying, and I was just like, oh, I'm chilled. And then when I got in the room or the villa back on my own, I was like, chin started going. Because you do miss them, don't you? Yeah, because you come so close with each other in there, and it's just like, oh. And you're watching them, and that's the worst. You're watching them every night, and you're thinking, I want to be there, having the fun that they're having, doing the challenges.
Any chance of you going back in?
I don't think so.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
We got gorgeous in the building, gorgeous in the building.
You know what I mean?
That perfect sounding person that you hear on the fourth mic is Bree Runway.
Much.
It really is amazing to have you in finally, because you've been on my radar for ages, visually and musically. One life visually first, your reputation preceded you from an aesthetic point of view.
You.
And I think I've figured out exactly why Runway is the fashion, right?
Definitely.
Right, okay.
Right now we're sporting vintage Dior, we have vintage Louis V.
Yes,
you know.
It's important.
Absolutely.
It is important.
Absolutely. Where did you get your sense of style from?
Actually, it was like a trigger. My mum is very like a DIY queen. Mm. Like she makes everything herself, and then I don't know, it was just one day, like I looked kind of weird, and my mum was like, you need to start taking care of yourself. And that conversation triggered me to just start looking at like people I admire. I'm like, how did Madonna dress in her prime? Mm. How did this person dress? How did this person dress? And then it's just molded my style in terms of I can literally just make anything. I can get up and like, I want an ostrich feather top today. I'm going to make it.
How old are you when this happened?
13.
Wow.
Yeah, 13.
Formative years, I know.
Yeah.
It's something that's very common, because you're of Ghanaian descent,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And obviously, it's something that's very common among West African people, the kind of DIY attitude, yes, especially to clothing.
A million percent.
Like, everyone's got a mum or an auntie that, yeah, sews something, yeah, for the community.
Altars and this, this,
absolutely,
this.
Absolutely. And a lot of the time it's everyone. Everyone, yeah, just kind of does it for each other.
A million.
Was your mum that woman?
My
mum
still is that woman. She still is that woman. Like, if you need your jeans altered quickly, go to Brenda's mum.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
If you need pattern cut, go to Brenda's mum.
Nice.
Oh, mum, can you tie the knot on this? Go to Brenda's mum. Like, literally,
right,
she's the one.
And that's obviously where the abbreviation Brie comes from, yeah, Brenda. I thought Sabrina.
Sabrina.
I did think Sabrina. Yeah.
Oh my god, I wish my name was Sabrina.
I know a lot of Ghanaian Sabrinas, though. That's the thing. I know a handful of Ghanaian Sabrinas, so that was another thing that
Sabrina
kind of.
Sabrina would have actually been amazing.
Oh, well,
you know what my other name was supposed to be?
What?
Golden.
Golden.
Ooh! No.
Take it.
No, but you are golden.
No, take it. Take it.
No! Why did you want to be called Golden?
Golden. Golden, nice.
Absolutely.
Why?
Not.
Why not?
I think that's really corny of my grandma to even think of
but
that.
But that's because it's not your name, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine that. Yeah, my name's Golden.
But you are Golden, though. You're a star.
I don't have any problem
me
with
neither,
the name Golden.
Me neither. But I guess it's quite a nice personal name. She's like, no. She's giving us daggers at behind the scenes.
No, obviously, yeah, Brenda.
Yes.
Cherish it, 100%.
Or Brie.
Or Brie.
I like,
yeah,
Brie.
Course,
I like Brie.
Yeah,
Brie's
done. But Golden's cool, man.
Sorry that it's so dead.
The really positive adjectives are another thing that are really common again among West Africans.
Yep.
Like, you had names like patience and,
yeah,
charity.
Yes, I don't
and
know.
Victory. Patience. And prudence, right?
So exactly. Cute.
Prudence. Very, very,
so cute.
Very positive, kind of righteous kind of names.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a conversation the other day with someone about this jollof thing, because I know I'm from Jamaican descent, yeah, but obviously I'm all African. But
of course.
So someone told me about when Ghanaians make jollof, it's to do with their personality. Nigerians, because you're angry, so you put a lot of pepper in it.
That's
about Ghanaians, because they're so always positive.
Yeah,
that's
why.
That's why
we really are.
So that's the difference, apparently. So what makes jollof is better? Is this an argument that's going to start?
Do you know what?
Jollof argument.
My
head
started popping like
we
a chicken.
We just met, so I don't know if we're ready for that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Do you know what?
We just
I feel
met.
Like you guys' rice is not good.
Oh, someone got that. Okay, space.
Man looked away straight away. Man flinched on the outside.
He went, oh,
look at my hand.
Look,
I'm
give
stuck.
Me action. You see? I didn't want conflict with you. I had to address the fact that you guys' rice is a little bit bullet-y.
Oh, my God. Oh. Is this for real? So this is really a thing.
Do you know what? It's karma for me, yeah?
Oh,
because
yeah,
just 2 days ago on Twitter, I publicly defected to biryani rice. So do love all types of jollof. But
same.
Yeah.
Being the originators, I think we can kind of take the
effort. Oh.
But moving on. Your videos are mad.
Yeah,
I've seen
amazing.
Three.
Next one that's coming out.
Oh, dead point.
It's going to be so dumb. It's going to be
really
from the sort of logo that you put up at the beginning, you know, Brie Runway Presents and stuff. It gives it this identity, like a series catching up on Brie Runway. And the most recent video has got a very deep and political message.
The whole campaign in general is just like shedding light on just like struggles of being a black woman and how difficult it is, especially the darker you are.
Mm.
So what I wanted to do was just shed light on how hard you have to work.
Mm.
I'm going to cut through. Like, regardless
of...
I'm cutting through.
Exactly.
It's a long road, but I'm going to cut through.
Absolutely.
And it's never going to stop, because you're going to constantly be doing what you're doing.
Oh, I'm going to
literally...
I literally wake up and I fight my biggest competition. And my biggest competition was yesterday's version
of me. It's you.
I wake up and I do this to the old version of me and I'm like...
I love her.
The Tuesday Takeover with Jack Fowler on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, my guy, what's going on?
We got arms coming.
Oh, hey, I've been waiting for this for the longest. Come on, mate. Don't chat to me when you see me on road. Don't chat to me, man. Man's on here with the Jack of Fowlers, isn't it? You get me?
He's so big, I'm scared.
What is it? What's that thing? Island of Love and that. Yeah?
Island of Love and that.
I love the energy.
What's good?
I love the energy.
Whisper.
You are a unit, innit?
Nah, not really, man. I'm just out here
trying to be like you, fam.
Trying to be like you, fam.
Trying to be like you, fam.
But, like, I done 2 plates in the bench press today.
Come on, like, obviously, man's warming up with that one. They're still.
Yeah.
But
we move, bro. It's a we move.
How
much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? Like 18 stone.
Bro, that's
I'm 16. Blood.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And I think I'm 40.
40 what?
14
kilograms.
Kilograms.
No, 14 kilograms. No, you mean 14 stones.
Stones.
If you're 45, okay, yeah, you mean you're dead. Yeah, you're dead.
It's peak.
He's done out here.
If I'm 14,
bro, you need to eat. Eat up, man.
Yeah, I actually do.
At 5 goats in the morning, you get me. 12 o'clock.
I just hung up.
12 o'clock, couple babies and that. 1 p.m.,
yeah?
A bit of salad and that. And then like 2:45,
yeah?
Couple BBWs, innit?
Can you imagine this guy in the club? Imagine trying to lotion a girl, yeah, for the longest time in the club.
And he just walks over.
He comes over, yeah, and imagine we don't know each other. He comes over, he just puts his arm around the girl. He goes, babe, you're mine. Come here.
First of all,
her
collarbone's gone.
Yeah.
If he puts his arm on her, her collarbone is gone.
Yeah, whiplash.
I'm sorry.
But what are you doing? What are you going to do?
Obviously, I'm going to smud him and be like, you know what?
Yeah, bro, you're
going to
fight, fam.
I'm going to
fight for you.
Fight who? For who? Look at the size of you.
Hold it down, fam. Veteran. Hold it down, cuz. Bun that, fam.
Man's six packs bigger than my calves.
Listen, fam.
I'm done.
You got to hold it down for your girl, innit? Hold it down for your girl. Fight me, fam.
Nah.
Imagine it's not my actual girl, though.
I was trying to.
It's my actual girl. It's just a girl that I'm lotioning in the
club. Yeah, but if it, bruv, hold it down for your thing, innit? Come on, bruv.
No, I'll just be like, yo, yeah, I was just warming it up.
Do you say there's many fishes in the sea, so you just got to keep
just,
stepping in?
I'm just warming it up for...
Have you met arms?
Have you,
yeah, just comes over, yeah, trust.
Yeah. Let's talk about girls for a second.
Yeah, of course.
Me and Jamal have been talking about girls for the whole show. But I want to know what you're on.
Well, I'm on.
Yeah, I know. Wanna... Wait, can we just side note? Yeah.
Yeah.
The size of him, I hope she's on top of him because, Lord God, Lord God.
Imagine every few seconds, signs breaking in the bedroom.
I am something finished.
You know the song called Steve Austin Glass Break when he walks out?
Hey,
when he
can you imagine? Oh. Yeah. Your girl's laying. Can you imagine your girl's laying in the bed, yeah, and this guy just walks in?
Listen, I'm out the window.
Baby oiled up.
I'm out the window.
Bro, listen, you're mine. You're mine.
Listen, I'll be like, I hope you're talking about her because, listen, I don't want no part in this. I don't want no part in this. You know what?
Don't worry. Man, don't swing them ways.
That's calm.
Me, man.
Let's talk
about girls then.
All right, boom. You see me with girls, yeah, fam?
Yeah. Wait, are you single, yeah?
Very single for the longest, fam. Come on, bro. You get me,
but. Boy, summer.
Now, not even, you know, fam. Wow. You see what it is? Man's just focused on gym and like my grind, isn't it? So, like,
really? I didn't know.
Yeah,
really?
Like, you won. You can level, you're done. Ascended like, saying.
No, brother, I don't get too involved in it. I keep them arm's length. Car, like, girls, they're cool in it, but too much drama and problems, bruv. So, man, just like, I just so focus on
just,
my...
You just rather lotion the weights.
Yeah, that like, talk, like, obviously, man, you know, I send a couple risky texts here and there, but.
To the weights or to the girl?
No, to the girl.
To the girl,
Just couple risky messages, like, obviously, like, yeah, standing 69 and that, like, you get me, but obviously, we're moving it. You get me? So, boom.
You know when you're just speechless?
I've got nothing, fam.
I'm looking, if you could see my face, I'm looking in awe, like.
I'm just like, this guy has completed the gym, bro.
Trust me.
What's your Instagram again?
Arms_Corleone.
Right, I need every viewer right now, please. Go to say it again.
Arms, ARMZ, OZ, whatever, _KORLEONE.
Yeah. You lot, get onto that gram, yeah? Because when I tell you this guy has completed the gym.
All right, million followers pending, done now.
Yeah.
He's a black Super Saiyan, fam.
Bro.
Come on.
He's a black Super Saiyan. Ah, come on.
I appreciate that still.
Man's a black.
I was talking about that time we first met. Ministry of Sound.
Yeah, that was a proper link up.
And
you know?
That was, listen,
fam,
for you,
that was special.
For you, you enjoyed it. I did not enjoy it one piece.
Come on, bro. Come
he
on.
He pushed me, yeah. Listen. I thought I was fit. Yeah. I thought I was quite fit. I did a boxing class the other day with my boy.
Yeah.
Smashed it. Did all right still. I hadn't done it for about 8 years. Did all right. This guy took me for a little power session. Big man. Couldn't walk.
Nah, but you done your thing, though. You and Chip, man. You locked down your
thing. We tried. Like,
Chip.
Yeah. Chip.
Wow. Chip, you felt dead. How did he feel?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. He went quiet.
You know you're in trouble, you just go quiet.
You don't run out of bars, but you run out of stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. He's a rock star, innit? So he was like, this ain't for me. But he done his thing.
Like,
I got to heal him up. He done his thing. You, man, done your thing. So, like, big ups to you, you get me?
No, we tried.
Well, nah, man,
I'll come train with you one day.
Come, like, I'm ready, fam.
I know you're ready.
I know you did the football thing, innit? But, like, I'll try to do little kick-ups and that, but...
All right, say
you can
no
show
more.
Me a couple of techers, innit?
Yeah.
Ian Boldsworth on Free Bar Radio.
We're joined now by Alex Hoban in the studio. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm all right, thank you. I just told you in passing just now, I don't know what any of this is.
So basically, this was a Channel 4 show, okay, just finished, and it was a popularity contest whereby, right, we were all stuck in a block of flats, okay, for 3 weeks, and we could only communicate via a new social media platform called The Circle.
Okay.
You never met each other in person,
right,
unless you were blocked from The Circle, and you just communicated. And the idea was anyone can be anyone in The Circle.
Okay, right.
So I decided to play the role of a woman called Kate.
Oh, so you weren't being yourself?
No, so okay. I was essentially being, which I hate this word, catfish.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like that has some sort of emotional manipulation connotations. Yeah. Mm. But yeah, so I was playing, using my girlfriend's pictures and basically playing a woman called Kate.
Your real life girlfriend?
Yeah, my real life girlfriend. Punching, by the way, but that's another story.
No, I don't agree with that as a phrase.
Really?
No, you're not.
Thank
if
you.
You're together, you're together.
That's very kind.
Yeah, you're not. And also, I think now when you just say punching, don't say punching a girlfriend like that. Just say
punching. Unless you meant that.
I don't mean that. Like, let's just clarify what you mean. It's a very
Alex, that's
climbers.
Not all right, mate.
That's
you
not okay
that.
To say that.
Damn.
What is it? Punching above your
above
weight.
Above your weight.
Is right.
Yeah. It's a complete misunderstanding of how love works.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't mean you.
That's
I don't mean
that's really interesting.
And you know, you have lots of photos of on your Instagram of you two together, and you're not. You're like, you're a lovely.
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
Okay, I'll find you.
I want to see this love.
Yeah. So we ended up together. I ended up playing this role in this show, okay, and we were in your own mind for 3 weeks.
And you're there 20. Is it a big 24/7? 24/7.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you're not allowed out of your flat.
Oh, come on.
Is that the girl on the sofa just sat behind you?
No, that's Maya Jama.
Maya Jama. Okay.
Oh, look, that's cute.
Yeah, go for
that's
that one.
Picture. Oh, that's
there you go. You look lovely together.
That's
thank
a
you
lovely
very much.
Photo of you two together.
I guess when you say punching, you're just paying her a compliment.
Trying to, yeah.
That's
nice.
Acknowledging that I find her in my head, she's like 11 out of 10. That's
11,
what I'm
really, that low, really? Do you think that? I think that would be. So what's her name again?
Millie.
Millie, I'm sorry about that, Millie. I mean, 11 does seem a bit
out of 10.
A bit harsh on you. So,
but 10 was a max, so technically.
I think you've sort of insulted her, but go on.
Once I went in, there was eight faces on the screen.
I see.
In there, and I couldn't tell who was who. Mm. Whether they're real or not, and obviously because I'm not real, I was like, well, there's definitely other people that aren't going to be real.
So did like people fall in love with you and stuff?
They did. I tried my hardest not to let it happen, and I was walking this really fine moral line, but there was a guy on there called Dan who became really good friends with Kate, the character.
Okay.
And he was the only one that I could really be like myself with, but I think that as time went on he kind of got more and more into Kate the character.
Wow.
And then when I had to, at the end, they put us all around a table and stuck me in a room with him at the very end.
He wasn't happy, was
and he didn't know who
was
I was.
Was he pissed?
He was fuming. Mm. He was fuming.
What was there no temptation in you as that went on? Again, that's an odd thing, isn't it? Because I talked to someone many years ago who wasn't who they said they were. Hmm. And ultimately told me I was fine. I understood what had happened and I got the situation. I'll give no more details than that. But I wasn't cross.
Hmm.
It was like, oh gosh, okay. And it wasn't a romantic thing, by the way, but it was an odd situation. But was there a temptation within you at any point, even though it's a show and it's a game show, I guess, to just go, this is going too far because I'm not...
Yeah, and he gave me plenty of opportunities.
Right.
So at one point, I made sure that I was only friends in his eyes from the beginning. Yeah. So as these other girls would come in, I'd try and set him up and help him out and stuff, just because I felt so bad. And there was this one woman called Mairead who looked on the screen to be 20-something but was 50-something in reality, and she took him on a date and she got into a sexual conversation with him.
Right.
I did all these types of things. And he, after she went and met him, when she got blocked and he was like, shit, she's fake, she's like, Kate, are you a catfish? He wrote that out. And I wrote out, yes, I am, and what the reasons why, and then I just couldn't do it.
So were you the villain of the show then?
I wasn't.
No, you're the viewer's champion, the winner of the show, and then you got the second one, which was the viewer's champion as well, right?
Yeah, so I didn't know at the time in there that there was ice for the viewers to vote.
Okay.
Which I had no concept of until I walked into this live final and they told us. And that was very unusual because I thought, I'm fake. There's no chance of me winning this viewer's vote ever.
Right.
And now I think about it, I'm like, I was being played in it. The fakeness in there. It was crazy, yeah.
I want to know, what's the situation with Dan? Has he forgiven you?
So, we obviously did our thing and we came out and he just needed time to process it and watch it back, because I basically had a bromance with the guy.
Yeah.
And he had like kind of just this thing with a woman. And then when it turned out,
let's break this down though, because I don't think you've considered this. He's in love with your actual girlfriend.
Well, my girlfriend's picture and my personality.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Just was it? Now, what was it he was going for there?
I don't know.
What do you reckon?
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
Our next guest needs no introduction, but we're going to give him one anyway. Mm. He's got a name that you could pronounce wrong, but we know him so well that we get it perfect every time. It's the one and only Jelani Blackburn.
What's going on, sir? How you doing? Yeah, I'm good, man. It's nice to be back here.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you back, man. It's been
It's nice.
Fill us in. What's been going on musically, man? There's been lots of releases that I've seen.
Which we have played.
Exactly. All of them on the show.
Yeah, no, I've been busy. A lot has changed just in terms of the energy that I had. And I think last time I saw you, I was kind of on the verge of that.
Yeah.
And everything was starting to shift a little bit. And I was just feeling active. Mm. And then I just started putting in a lot of work and a lot of time. And I changed a lot of stuff around me. I've seen some good stuff there, and I just
same.
Help yourself, please.
Please.
Get your hands off my sweets, man.
We've even got some infusionist gin.
Would you like some gin? Some candy cane gin. Should we get a glass for Jelani, please?
Well, do you know what's funny? My mouth already tastes like gin. So I'm slightly already on the same.
Why does it taste like gin?
What's your poison when it comes to gin? What's your gin of choice?
I don't know. Do you know what? There was a time in my life where I drank a lot of gin. Mm. And I moved away from it.
They say it depresses you, though. It does.
It's a juniper.
Is that true?
That's why they used to call it Mother's Ruin. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it the same plant as heroin? Yeah.
Is that true? Gin comes from the opium plant.
It comes from the same family tree. I'm pretty sure it does. And that's how you make gin. And it's also the only synthetic alcohol. So it's man-made, but everything else just comes from natural processes.
Even more interesting.
So I don't know which
Dutch courage info there.
You like 7-Up? I'm going to put 7-Up. I don't know, but you have to check these things.
When was the last time you had a 7-Up?
Do you know what? Like, the last time, weirdly, was maybe a couple months ago with a Jacky Potato. But
combination,
I love that.
The combination was mad.
I love that, mate. The detail, the attention to detail in that sentence, mate.
Jacky Potato.
Most people would just go, oh, I can't remember.
Well, it was a moment. I was like, no, this needs that.
No, I hear that. That's an old school meal. I love that. Jacky Potato and a 7-Up. I can't remember the last time I bought a 7-Up. Yeah, this is the first time I've had a 7-Up in ages.
Mm. Mm. They're good. They're right for the right moment.
Bro. Yeah, Fido Dido.
Yeah, and Jacket Potatoes. That's the right moment always. From now on, I will
I wonder who Fido Dido is based on. Remember the 7-Up mascot? Yeah. That guy with seven strands of hair.
And a surfboard.
Has he got a high top or is he thinning on top? What's going on with his trim?
He's got that Johnny Bravo hairstyle, innit?
But there was only seven strands.
They loved their hairstyle back then.
Yeah, man.
All the characters had that.
Yeah, Doug's brethren.
Yeah, Doug. No, the bully.
The bully had that trim as well.
Hey Arnold.
Someone had that trim in Hey Arnold as well.
What's his name? Roger. Roger the bully from Doug.
Yeah.
Add it to the side.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, it was a character created by Joanna Ferrone and Sue Rose.
Right.
In 1985, one of them Googled it on a napkin in a restaurant and then saw it. Sold it on to Pepsi in 1987. Pepsi, of course, makes 7-Up, right?
Right.
They didn't get much popularity until the 90s when it was on... Yeah, it was on stationery, right?
Yeah. It became like a real... There was loads of merch.
I think I had a t-shirt.
Yeah, there were t-shirts, everything.
Wow.
Man like Fido Dido.
He made an appearance last year on some vintage series cans. Maybe that's one you had with your Jacket Potato. You didn't even look.
Yeah, fair play to them, man.
Nice. I am going to collect all my doodles or napkins and all yours and just... You never know when you want to sell
this
it on Pepsi,
true.
Right?
Doodle or napkins in restaurants.
Never know.
Jelani, you've got a song called Go Low.
I do.
Which you would do if you were in the central line. It's the lowest, the deepest, isn't it? So that's what you're doing. But not on this game, because I've picked some artists and I've picked two of their songs that are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I want to know which one you think has gone lower out of the two and has got more thumbs down than thumbs up.
Okay.
Okay? So six artists. Okay. Write it down. No cheating. No looking at papers, Marcel. Okay, so let's start with Run the Jewels. Step into the spotlight. Ooh. Legend has it. Or Don't Get Captured. Which one's got more thumbs down on YouTube? Legend has it or Don't Get Captured. Okay, let's move on to Run DMC.
Oh, wow.
Hard. Some big songs here. Does Walk This Way or It's Tricky have more thumbs down on YouTube? I don't know why. Who is thumbs downing anyway?
Lovely Day has like 100,000 thumbs down.
Oh dear.
Who's listened to a Lovely Day and been like, oh, do you know what? Fuck that.
No, they're miserable people.
Yeah, I reckon 99% of them are people that want to know what it feels like.
Yeah. You know when you like drop a baby? Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Definitely don't drop a baby.
Do you know what I mean? Or when you think it, like, what would happen?
You
if
just
I,
took it.
What would happen if I pressed dislike on Bill Withers' Lovely Day?
I feel like you're saying drop a baby because you've been watching a lot of.
I think they're in the same fucking league. To be fair, okay. When you think the things in it, it's like yeah, this the is the yeah. This yeah. is the worst thing I could do in this situation is dislike this tune right now.
Yeah.
It's just like the worst thing you could do when you're holding a baby is drop it.
Okay. Well, which one has more dropped the baby on this one? We walk this way, or it's tricky. Move on to. Massive Attack. And who would thumbs down for this song?
Yeah.
Furious, Unfinished Sympathy.
Someone who likes things finished.
Mm. Or Teardrop. Wow. Both big Such songs from note. Massive Attack, Question. Both great songs. Which one has more thumbs down though? Unfinished Sympathy or Teardrop? All done? Okay, let's move on to Grace Jones. Thumbs down. Is it for Slave to the Rhythm or Pull Up to the Bumper? No, again, none of these deserve thumbs down.
Yeah, true.
They should have a thing if it's that song that's that big a tune that it like notifies the police on you that you thumbs down it and they come around to your house and take away your computer.
But they probably come down like they come down on those when they catch
now the a windows,
nod.
They're yeah,
like, sweating. And, like, and just take you away and never, yeah, no one ever hears of you again.
They just come through your window, yeah. Grab you. Yeah, that's what should happen if you thumbs down Grace
so
Jones.
So good.
But some Basement Jacks. Again, Red Alert. Or Where's Your Head At? Who got more thumbs down from Idiots? Let's go to Craig David.
This is still a tune.
Still a message tune.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Ooh, what's better?
Oh, didn't it?
Oh,
well,
my
what's
worse? God.
It would be here. 7 days or Fill Me In. Who got more thumbs down on YouTube?
This is a hard game.
On that note, let's get some answers then. Jelani, what do you say for Run the Jewels? Was it Legend Has It or Don't Get Captured?
Don't Get Captured.
Okay, Marcel?
Don't Get Captured.
Michael Payne?
Don't Get Captured.
Well, you all were wrong. Don't Get Captured's got 1.1k for thumbs down, but Legend Has It's got 10k. However, Run DMC, Marcel, what did you put? Walk This
tricky.
Way or It's Tricky?
Tricky.
Tricky?
Walk This Way.
And what did you get, Michael Payne?
Tricky.
Tricky is correct.
Yeah.
Walk This Way had 11k, It's Tricky's got 13k of thumbs right. down. Michael, Massive Attack, Unfinished Sympathy or Teardrop?
I went with Teardrop and I applied a bit of logic to this and I'll tell okay. you after.
Jelani, what are you saying?
Unfinished Sympathy.
Okay, Marcel. It is Teardrop.
Yes!
10k to 6.9k for Unfinished
it
Sympathy.
It worked.
What was the logic?
Teardrop's the newer song and that sounds dumb, but I just thought Unfinished Sympathy, only people who know that yeah, rhythm are going to look for that on YouTube.
That's good logic.
Do you get me? Yeah.
Grace Jones, what do you think, Jelani? Slave to the Rhythm or Pull Up to the Bumper?
Pull Up to the Bumper.
Okay, Marcel, what did you get?
Slave to the Rhythm.
Okay, what did you get, Michael Payne?
Slave to the Rhythm.
Point there for Jelani. Pull Up to the Bumper with 898, and Slave to the Rhythm had 679.
Madness.
Like, Basement Jacks, what are you saying, Marcel?
Red Alert.
Red Alert, Jelani?
Where's Your Head At?
And what are you saying, Michael
Red
Payne?
Alert.
Another point for Jelani there is
the biggest. It's a much bigger song.
Well, Red Alert only had 464, but it was 2.2k for Where's Your Head At? Finally, Craig David, Michael Payne.
7 days.
Okay.
7 days.
7 days.
7 days.
Yeah, points all round.
Yes,
there.
Craig.
Craig, 7 days, 2.5k. Fill Me In, 818, which means in second place is Marcel with two. In joint first place, with three each, is Jelani and Michael Payne.
Yeah.
A brace!
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.
We're joined in the studio by legitimate megastar Ramesh Ranganathan. But before we do that, just got to read out some of our fan mail. So, happy Valentine's Day, my Sherry Amores. What are you handsome guys up to later? I'm taking my cock and balls out for dinner. Hello, Nikki and Natty. Can you feel the love today? I can't, but would feel better if, for the love of God, you call me a cunt. You've really let yourself down on the cunt ratio this year, Nick. I have. You went a whole show without saying it once. Sad. D-Rump. D-Rump, you are a cunt. Hello, I'd like a fight this afternoon. Would you finish this part? A boxing place. I'm quite tasty. FYI, Sam. Nah, not really.
What is this fan mail?
I don't
what
know.
What is this?
People have just written
People
in.
Have just written
vibe
in.
You've got.
Have you ever had any fan mail, Rom? It's a little bit like when someone thinks that you're worth... following and yeah. hanging out. People that admire you,
yeah,
they write to you.
It does happen, but they don't request that I say specific words.
I get that. Hey, can you call my girlfriend a cunt on the phone? And you go, yeah, sure.
What are you doing? She probably cries, didn't she?
You've got no idea of the context of that.
No, I
can't. Can you call my girlfriend a cunt? You know, that could be abuse, and you're sort of facilitating that. You've got no idea if that's the thing that she wants.
I'm not put up a trestle table and inviting people over. People just stop me in the street.
I'm absolute tipping point. The one thing that really pushed me over is if Nick Helm called me a cunt, and then he made that happen.
One time, someone gave me the phone and said, can you call my girlfriend a cunt? And I did. And then, as I was walking away, they said, hang on a minute, you're off uncle. So we're joined in the studio by Ramesh Varanga and Ethan. Natalie, all of our microphones, I think everything sounds a bit quiet. I don't know how to turn my headphones up.
He is driving the desk. Yeah, that's good.
It's just quieter than it normally is. I mean, that's too loud, isn't it? You haven't given me the tools. I mean, I'm not fucking... Yeah, right, well, you haven't fucking shown me, have you? For fuck's sake.
Jesus.
You haven't given me you haven't given me the fucking tools to actually work my own fucking desk.
Fucking hell, man. What is this?
What do you mean, what is this?
Talk to people like that.
What do you mean, don't talk to fucking people like that?
She just came in and literally twiddled one knob.
She turned
the
knob as loud as she fucking...
To pay attention to the one knob she's
because twiddling. I'm hosting a fucking radio show. As soon as I stop talking, so does he.
You didn't watch the knob because you were fucking drinking your tea, you prick.
I was trying to drink some fucking tea to keep my mouth lubricated so that I can ask you the fucking important questions about your fucking tour. You're on here with our fucking five listeners to fucking promote your sellout tour. Has it started yet?
Well, sort of last night started, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Started back.
So that was the first date of your tour?
It's kind of,
When's your second date? Tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, good luck with that. Now on to some more fan mail. Hello, you silly guys. No. I get very anxious leaving the house and getting on public transport and doing anything, right? Yeah. Regardless of whether you get recognised for anything or not, just as a human being. Going to see your show with the one ticket that you gave me, by the way. So
well, that's how many you asked for.
I didn't ask for
have six and see how it goes.
I didn't ask for any number of tickets.
You asked give you me as many tickets as you like.
You asked me to come to see you, and I did go and see you, and you gave me one fucking ticket the day before Valentine's Day. Thank you very much for your
I just sort of took a punt.
What, I would be alone?
Yes, basically.
You just sort of took a punt. You just sort of assumed.
I just thought, what's the most likely number of tickets
he's going to
need?
Do you know what's more of an insult than that? I sat next to an empty seat all night.
Did you?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right. I put my bag in it and I got off with it in half time.
That's enough for the people that recognise you. So what's happened to Nick Helm? Is he on his own? Tongue-kissing a rucksack.
I was in a queue for a drink at the interval. And it's your audience, isn't it? Mm. And a guy...
Look, I can tell this is going to be a bad story.
No, just a guy turns around and he goes, oh, I really enjoyed that reluctant landlord thing that you did. What's your character called? And I was like, Lemon. Great. Those guys at the bar, they were genius. I was like, thanks. Been up to anything else? And I was like, oh no. And so I got my drink, got back down to my seat, and in front of me there were these three guys. And then this guy turned around to me because he was taking his coat off, and he looked at me and he froze, and I was just like, Don't do it. We're in an enclosed. I'm all on my own. Okay, it's not front row. But I think it's one of the best seats in the house. It was row U at Alexandra Palace. And it's basically at the back of the raked bit.
Yeah.
Looking
well, I wouldn't
stage.
Have wanted to see you. Not because of who you are, but just it's sort of, you know, when a mate's in, you sort of don't want to.
I don't mind. I like seeing people that I know in the audience because you just think everyone else is fucking not enjoying it. At least my friends know to pretend to be enjoying it. And this guy turned around and saw me and went, oh. I was like, uh-uh. And he went, Lemon! And I was like, uh-huh. And they go, you're lemon! And he turned around to his friends and goes, it's Lemon! And they all looked and they went, no. All their phones lit up.
They Googled you.
And they Googled me, and then not one of them turned back around again to double check to see if it was indeed Lemon. Mm. And all I was thinking for the second half of your show was, what a waste of a decade. Fucking hell. I mean, they were a comedy audience. They were on the way in. I heard people saying, Jimmy Carr's on. Oh, we went to see that guy who plays the uncle in... And I was thinking, oh, no! Gavin and Stacey. Rob Brydon. Yeah, Rob Brydon plays the uncle in Gavin and Stacey. Oh, we'll go and see him. We're going to go and see him. And I'm stood there, bold as brass, in front of everyone, recognised by two people. Mm. So all I'm saying is that your audience aren't particularly comedy literate.
Okay. I don't mind that.
Jack D was one of my all-time favourite comedians, and I think you're very much our generation's Jack D.
Thank you.
You are, honestly, one of my favourite comedians. Well, we know each other. I've known you before you were big and famous.
Yes, correct.
I've always liked you.
you've always been a friend to me. Mm. But also,
sounds sinister. What you're saying, it sounds sinister. Well, if you don't just
like
saying.
So it's just, but you've turned into kind of like one. Well, I'm just saying you're one of my favourite comedians.
Thank you, Nick.
But it's kind of like, I would say that a lot of my, I mean, Nat Metcalfe is one of my favourite comedians. Mm.
You're sort of saying that to take the gloss off it or off the accolade?
No, I'm what, just like saying.
Just to put that in context, Matt Metcalf's also one of my favourite comedians. Just in case you get a little bit above your station.
He's right there.
I mean, taking the gloss off it, I mean, I'm right here as well.
I mean, who's been more insulting to who?
No, it's just the way you
fucking
said it.
Hell, you can't fucking share. You can't fucking share the ball pit with anyone,
no,
can you?
I'm happy to share the ball pit.
No, fucking hell. It's just sort of like as soon as Nat got invited to the party, you were like, fucking. Metcalf, you took a bit of the fucking shine off your fucking compliment. Are you just handing them out to anyone, are you?
It's
fucking
the
hell.
Fucking way you said it, Nick.
Nah, fuck you.
It's the way you
fucking
said
hell.
It. Jesus.
Hello, you silly guys. I love this show. I want to love it more. I think I would if you started talking about Nick Nolte more. Starting now, please. He came up the other day. I looked.
What is talking about?
I looked at a picture of my passport photo, and I described it as it looks like that photo of Nick Nolte, that mugshot that he got. I looked like an Italian porn star for 10 years, and now I look like Nick Nolte's mugshot.
I went to get my passport renewed a while ago, and the woman at the passport office, she told me that my previous passport was so dark that it probably was illegal. She's quite awkward about it. Because obviously it's a difficult thing to get across. But what she was saying is that it's difficult to tell the difference between you and sort of any Asian man with a similar silhouette, basically.
You looked like a thumbprint.
Yeah, essentially.
Does she need to have that conversation?
Well, I sort of thought, I don't know why you've mentioned this, because that passport's dumb. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
did
she makes up this new passport.
Did she know you off the telly?
No. She was just sort of saying, just so you know, you've been travelling illegally for a decade. Just wanted to put that
so
in.
So she wasn't like just like saying, oh, you're that Ramesh.
No.
You'll get a kick out of it. She was literally just saying.
She was saying it in a very matter of fact way.
Oh, wow. But you've got a new passport.
Yes.
So why does it matter?
Exactly. Why does it matter?
Because it's illegal now anyway. You can't use your old passport.
True. Regardless of the darkness.
Yeah, regardless of it.
Darkness.
Not the band, the colour of his face.
I went to get a visa at the US Embassy. You have to get like some documentation to say that you've got a specific talent that gets you a visa or whatever. And the guy said to me, it says here that you've got a talent or you're talented. In what way? And then I said, I'm a comedian. And he said, well, you haven't been very funny in this conversation. I said, it's because I'm trying to get a visa. I didn't realise I had to do a bit. Do you know what I mean? It was like super fucking awkward. And then you sort of get put under pressure to then try and be funny for the rest of the interaction. Do you know what I mean? It's awful. So bad.
Have you done your gig in Sri Lanka yet?
I think it's going to be next year now. The Sri Lankan promoter was over in the UK and came to watch the tour show in Newcastle. Let's just say I don't know if that Sri Lanka gig's still happening.
Back row and chill on FUBAR Radio.
I am joined in the studio by Joshua Maguire.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
I weirdly saw your face this morning before I met you.
Oh.
You're all over the tube right now.
I'm very sorry.
No,
did
it's
I
great.
Ruin your morning?
No, I went, oh, that's weird. I'm on the way to see him right now. And there he is, right there.
As you know, theatre is for everyone.
It really is. There's something about the live.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like, and I always like to ask, because I'm an actress as well, and I always like to know what's gone wrong, because with live shows there is just so much opportunity. There was a girl at my uni, we were doing Shakespeare monologue performances, and she just dried at the top of it, at the very top. And I had no idea, because she was doing a monologue from a Shakespeare play that I didn't know. I think it was Antony and Cleopatra, and I didn't know it. So she literally made up on the spot a Shakespeare monologue.
Wow.
And she was like dancing around the stage and you know, giving it, she gave it like 10 out of 10, and afterwards I was like,
oh, great.
And everyone else was sort of like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, she was great. I was like, that wasn't Shakespeare. I was like, was it not? Okay. But yeah, I think I would, drying in any play, you could savable, probably apart from Shakespeare for me.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
well, apparently there's an old actor's tale that if you forget your lines in Shakespeare, you turn to someone and say, come to the market and I'll tell you all. And then you walk off.
I've heard you say, and therein lies the end. And then look at someone else and then walk.
Next line? Yeah, nice.
And just with your, so you've done lots of other stuff before. Have you got any awful or funny audition stories?
You know what?
Have you managed to get through?
I feel myself lucky, yeah. I don't really have any horror stories. I mean...
You're in like the 1%.
I know. I don't have any horror stories really. I mean, and I've never even, bar maybe one, not met any complete and utter... I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but like...
Oh, you can swear on Fubar.
And utter arseholes. I've never met any apart from one. He was... complete arsehole. Just the one. So no, I'm really lucky. I know that's so boring. I don't have any embarrassing audition stories, actually.
Well, I turned up to an audition once and said that I could do martial arts.
Oh, classic.
So yeah, those are the kind of situations.
Did you get it?
I did, actually.
Oh, well, there you go.
But he said because I didn't panic.
Quite right.
I mean, obviously I did panic, but I obviously acted very well that I didn't.
That's brilliant.
It's all about saving...
Yeah.
Saving those moments.
Exactly. I bet that wasn't your fault either. I bet they...
No, I think it was an agent to an agent thing that got... It wasn't my fault.
Not
but,
your fault.
You know, damn it! But it's always... they're my favourite things. I love the behind the scenes of how people got the roles or who nearly... Have you had any like near miss roles where you've nearly got cast in something?
Oh, God. I mean, who hasn't? Yeah.
You end up watching it like...
No. I think that's a really unhealthy attitude from actors when they go... Oh, that person got my role. It's not your role. You didn't get it. So stop complaining. They got it. It's their role.
They got their role.
Yeah, I just can't. Oh, God. They got my role. Not your role.
Not
it
your
really
role,
annoys
people.
Me. Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to chill out. Otherwise, you'll never survive in this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but I love the... And I always think the stories, it's like... there's always those actors who nearly got this role, nearly got that role, nearly got that role.
Exactly.
And then they got, like, Superman.
Of course.
And it's like, boom. I think that's what actually happened to Superman.
Yeah, there's so many stories.
He missed out on... Henry Cavill missed out on, like, the top so many.
Right, yeah,
and then eventually
he
landed Superman. And it was like, well, that's the reason why you didn't get that one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone pops at different times.
Exactly, 100%. Yeah.
But what would be your dream role? Would you like to play a Hamlet or Macbeth?
Well, I did Hamlet at the Globe, so I feel
done.
Yeah, tick that one off. But I was never... I read an interview with someone once where they said they would all... At school, they'd like to be told the title of their essay rather than make up the title of their own essay and write that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite bad at knowing... I like it when people tell me. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you want to play this person? You go, sure. I don't really have any yet. Maybe it hasn't been written yet.
Okay.
But I can know the vibe. Like, I know I'd find new writing... more exciting because putting your stamp on it, you know. My first ever job was a play called Posh, which was at the Royal Court. So, and that was all, well, it was just a group of lads around a table at an Oxford dining club. And that was amazing because we originated those roles. And when you do a new piece of writing, your involvement with the writer is so crucial that you have a hand in creating those characters. And that's what's amazing. If you buy play texts, at the front of the play text it says this production was first produced in so-and-so, and these, and then if you look down the cast list, it can be, you know, an amazing array of names. So that kind of stuff would definitely be my favorite to do.
And do you sway more towards comedy or drama?
I'd say if it's probably not necessarily taste wise but what I end up doing is probably comedic.
Mm-hmm.
I sat mixing up. Someone asked me the other day, said to me the other day that the characters I play on TV tend to be nice and stupid, and the characters I play on stage tend to be horrible and clever.
That's really...
I don't know what that says about if a camera's closer to my face, maybe I look nicer close up.
Yeah.
And I can look...
On stage,
I don't
it's like,
know.
Oh.
What does that say about me?
That's a very confusing CV there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, would you ever think about directing or going into another side of it? Or are you firmly on the performer?
I don't know, really. Maybe. Yeah, I think as you grow and you have more and more experience of it, you think, oh, maybe that would be something I'd like to do. But the pressure, I think, of directing or something like that, I mean, at least as an actor, you've got one thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a director, you've got multiple things to worry about, especially on a film set. I know Dan's very keen on at some point directing or something like that, but he's grown up on a film set. He will know a film set inside out, you
know that for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And how it works and what does work and what doesn't work. But at the moment I'm very happy where I am.
And would you ever like to do a big Hollywood franchise, like a Harry Potter style.
Yeah, why not?
Epic.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I love those. The Harry Potter films are great.
Oh, it's my happy place.
Yeah,
sure. And I am one of those people. I'm going to say I have a tattoo
of Harry Potter.
Not of him. Not of him. That's weird.
What do you have?
I have, well, it's kind of like a secret members club thing. So I've got a tattoo on my leg, which I asked the tattoo guy to hide the Deathly Hallows in like a geometric design within the tattoo. So people look at it, they don't know. But if you're a Harry Potter fan, I've had so many people go, is that Deathly Hallows?
So you're a big Potter nut, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I love that. I auditioned for the movies.
Did you?
Got a call back for Luna and I was like so happy.
You'd have been great.
And didn't get it. But anyway, wasn't my role.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it was just, I was the same age. I think I'm exactly the same age as Dan, bar a few days.
Yeah, 27?
So I grew up literally the same age as everybody, read the books at the right age and stuff.
Oh,
so
great.
I'm of that generation. I'll be like, my youngest sister's 15. She loves it, but I'm like, girl, you're like,
yeah, it's interesting.
You're just catching up.
Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.